I'm Sarah Gonzalez, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thanks for joining us. Flexibility has been a touchstone for community colleges across the country. They offer early morning classes, late night lectures, online courses, all as part of an effort to reach more people who can't make a traditional class schedule work. And it's good for business, too. Adding class on Saturdays and Sundays seems like the logical next step. That's the concept behind a new initiative at a handful of schools around the country. This semester, Miami-Dade College in South Florida launched its weekend college program. WLRN's Rowan Moore Garrity was there for a tour and to talk to students.
Yomaira Hidalgo used to take college classes three nights a week. In a word, she says, it was
miserable. I mean, attending to your partner and the baby and trying to do homework, and it wasn't happening.
Her homework would just pile up all week long. Hidalgo is a mother of three who works full-time at a pharmacy and starts out each morning driving her mother and her son to where they need to be.
To get him up, like, hey, come on, take a shower. Then he takes 40 minutes in the shower. It's like, you don't have that much body. Can you please?
Hidalgo is working towards an associate's degree so she can become a crime scene investigator. But with weekdays that start early and end late, she says,
it makes sense for me to go do it on the weekends because it makes my schedule a little easier.
3/4 of our student population have the same issues.
Efrain Venezuela is an associate dean who helps to oversee Miami-Dade's weekend college program.
They have two jobs, they have relatives to take care of, both parents are working, they have children, they have they're financially challenged at this point. They want something, they want to finish a degree. But unfortunately, they have the personal situations that are precluding them from even to be a regular, whatever you call regular, you know, daytime student. They have to be evening and weekends.
Venezuela says administrators noticed lots of students getting tripped up with weekday obligations. Students who might want to consolidate all their classes into 1 or 2 days on campus or get here without fighting Miami's notorious rush hour traffic.
When you offer them the opportunity to say, listen, you know, don't quit. You can finish up your only weekends. You go, like, okay, that sounds cool.
Certainly, community colleges have fundamentally tried to organize themselves to be convenient.
Tom Bailey directs the Community College Research Center at Columbia University. What's new about weekend college at Miami-Dade is that financial aid, academic advising, and tutoring are all available on Saturdays, too. Bailey says that's crucial to helping weekend students succeed. And he says it hints at one reason we're starting to see similar programs sprout at community colleges nationwide.
The longer it takes for a student to finish, the less likely they are to finish.
So how do you get busy people to enroll full time or keep the students you already have from dropping out?
If you have weekend college, you can keep your full time job.
And that brings us to the second reason, which might be even more important. Community colleges nationwide saw a boom in enrollment during the recession, when full-time work was harder to come by. Now, they're coping with a drop in new students as the labor market tightens. Weekend college is one possible solution to the squeeze.
So it does take discipline to come to school on a weekend. It does take a drive.
Raul Corzo's finance class starts promptly at 8 a.m. on Saturdays. There are currently 2,100 students enrolled in weekend courses at this campus. Not all of them are full-time, but there are plans to expand the course offerings semester by semester. For the time being, students can earn a variety of associate's degrees or a bachelor's in business administration.
All right, guys. Working in both formulas. Give me the results.
There's more than one budding business owner in this class.
In order for me to be in business, I want to make 10.75. If not, I'm not in business.
Student Ashley Jitta works in HR for the county government and runs a fleet of mobile car washes on the side. That makes it impossible to think about college during the week, even if she would rather spend Saturdays taking her kids to the beach.
It kind of is like bittersweet because I'm doing this for my children so that I can grow in my career, better my business, and just be a role model to them. But being away from them on the only day that we both have off.
Another weekend student, Sergio Espino, says he waited decades after getting his associate's degree to come back for a BA. It was just too hard to juggle school and work while he was raising a family. He says weekend college has finally given him the opportunity.
You really want to know? It's been 40 years since when I got my AS degree here, and I'm back to finish.
For The Takeaway, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Miami.
To keep up with all our reporting on America's new credentials, please visit thetakeaway.org/credentials.